Could save you thousands of dollars, and I'm not kidding. Neil Gainsburg joins us now from Gainsburg Law. Neil, always great to chat with you, my friend.
Hi, how are you this evening?
I'm not kidding when I say, I'm doing great, first of all, thank you. I'm not kidding when I say this conversation can save people thousands, because there's a new law that's been enacted that is great on paper, but if you don't do the legwork yourself and really fight for yourself, you may not get the savings. So we're talking about the No Surprises Act. Give us the elevator pitch to this, Neil.
Well, the No Surprises Act was enacted by Congress and signed by the president back in the end of 2020, which basically said that if you have a certain bill on a medical bill, go for a visit to a doctor, a hospital, ambulance ride, and you find out later on that one of the charges is not part of your insurance or is not network, or you see a charge that has not been properly vetted to you, it wasn't disclosed to you in the disclosure that's now provided under this No Surprises Act. If it's a surprise, then you don't have to worry about it. It's meant to get rid of these surprises that seem to have popped up in the last few years when people would be going to hospitals or ambulance rides or even seeing providers that they regularly scheduled and getting bills saying that the charges were different than they were ever explained or that it was not part of their health care benefit plan or health insurance networks. It's meant to take the surprises away from any sort of medical bills that you get in the mail after going to see a doctor or a hospital or any sort of similar services.
Let me make sure I understand it right. So, like, let's say there's an emergency and you get sent somewhere because there's no other choice to an out-of-network place. This is meant to balance those twos out. You would not pay more than you would have at your in-network. Yes, that part's correct?
Exactly.
Okay.
Those for covered people who are, you know, have benefit plans and are through their employer or other means, and they expect to be covered under network charges. They go to a hospital that they, you know, it's an emergency, and they go to a hospital, and they expect to be paid at that network rate. That's what you think your health insurance is there for you, to provide you with the network rates and the guarantees that it gives and the benefits that it negotiates for you. So, yes, it's a surprise that you all of a sudden have to go to this hospital and they want to charge you a non-network rate. They can't do that in a surprise situation or an emergency situation.
Right.
In an emergency situation, they can't provide that surprise to you after you've experienced some sort of medical emergency.
Okay, so it's kind of twofold. And then also when you're at an in-network hospital, if there's a, you know, because it's so complicated, you think you're at the hospital, everything under the roof is covered. No, radiologist might be something else. If you have to go talk to a neurologist or a cardiologist, any ologist you want to add to that works, they may not be part of the network. So what they're supposed to do is, what, present you with a piece of paper showing you here's what the charges are, and also like a phone number to let you know if there's something wrong here, right?
Yes, so they're supposed to provide some sort of good faith estimate, not only what the charges are, but also what your insurance plan may pay. So they're supposed to tell you, okay, these are the charges are going to be for this anesthesiologist, this neurologist, this neurosurgeon, whoever the provider is going to be. This is what the charge will be. This is all that your health insurance, if you have health insurance, is going to pay, because it's non-network, and give you that full disclosure. And if you give that full disclosure, that's not considered a surprise, and you could be charged a non-network rate. If they do give you a disclosure and you decline to do it, or you're told something different that's not in the disclosure, you get one of these surprises where you've never been disclosed, then yes, the initial, every time you go to the doctor, you're supposed to get some sort of statement as to good faith estimates, other notices that are required under this law, and the law has just been enacted, as I said, about a year ago, and the regulations are just being created by the regulatory body, the Centers for Medicaid and Medicare Services. So all those regulations are brand new, and they're all being created about what the specific disclosures are. But if you're provided the disclosures and you get a surprise, then that surprise should not count towards what your bill should be. And you can then contest that through a dispute resolution system on a phone number through the Centers for Medicaid and Medicare.
Okay, we got some questions coming on, Neil. You mind if I take a call?
Sure, no, take a call.
Let's go to Dennis. Hey, Dennis, what's your question for Neil?
Well, last time I was in the hospital, before they do anything, I had to sign about 8 or 10 pages of waivers. Won't this just be buried in the waivers somewhere?
Ooh.
I mean, who reads all that stuff?
Great question. Neil, what do you think about that?
That is a perfect question, and that's part of, you know, what regulation is. Regulation provides another disclosure that a hospital or a provider has to give to a patient when they're in the hospital. And you're right, these waivers are one thing that has to be disclosed, and they've been disclosed for many, many years as to all the different complications or issues that can arise from a procedure that is done at a hospital. And this is one more document that's going to be given to the patient. It is required under federal law to be given to them, and hopefully the doctors and the providers will somehow provide proper notice and proper disclosures to patients, and patients will have sufficient information to look at it and to be provided what they need to know before they go for services. I mean, the idea is the law can only do so much. The law can only say we're going to provide a disclosure. It's up to the patient. It's up to the consumer. It's up to the individual that the law is meant to protect to actually read it. If they don't read it, which many people don't do, then that's all the law can do is give them the disclosure and say, please read this. Please understand it. If you want to waive it, you don't want to read it, you trust, you know who the doctor provider is, then that's your choice as a patient, as a consumer to do that.
262 chimed in with, this guy's making it sound like this is real simple. I don't think you're making it sound simple. I think you're saying you need to know what the law is, and you need to dig through your bill and make sure that you're not charged. It isn't simple.
It's not simple, and no law and no regulation is ever simple. But let's hope that, you know, the doctor's offices, the providers out there, will work with this law to try to do their best to provide the notices to the patients, to the consumers, that they understand the law and they understand the charges. Medical bills are very important, and everybody should look at their medical bill. When you get your medical bill in the mail, before you go to the doctor, people should understand that medical charges are another charge out there like any other consumer charges, like any other, when you go to any other store. It's a charge out there that you should understand is important. You don't want to be overcharged. You don't want to be charged what your health insurance plan does not cover. You want to make sure you're charged correctly and properly, and everybody should keep that in mind when they go to the doctor, like when they buy a car or they buy anything else in society. This is something that's important.
Yeah.
So as a patient and a consumer, you have to keep that in mind, and let's hope that people will understand that you know, health insurance, everybody should know out there, from our health insurance issues, from what we debate politically, how health insurance is such in the news and it's such a big issue and has caused a lot of economic issues throughout this country, that it's important. Healthcare benefits and bills. And this is supposed to help consumers and patients, so let's hope it does.
Neil, stay on the line. We're going to keep you after the news. Neil Gainsburg, GainsburgLaw.com. He can help you out through some of this stuff. He's got a free consultation, a phone number, 312-900-9654. Our phone number, of course, is 312-981-7200. We're going to have a few minutes after the news for your questions about what's happened to you in healthcare. Maybe it's this year. Do you benefit from this? We'll try to answer that after the break in the news on WGN. The No Surprises Act, that's supposed to make sure that if you go to the hospital in an emergency and you go to somewhere that's out of network, that you don't pay any more than you would have if it were in network. And if you go to the hospital and it's an in-network hospital and you think, oh, everything under this roof is going to be in-network, no, that's not the case. But now they are required to at least tell you and show you what the estimated cost would be for the out-of-network things. Neil, did I get that summary right?
Yes, that is perfect, John.
Hey.
Good job there. It also is supposed to help the uninsured too, give some sort of good faith estimate if they go to the hospital, what their billing would be, even if they don't have insurance. So it's supposed to provide benefits for everybody out there, and hopefully it will.
We had a phone call, and we do appreciate it, from a doctor who has a different perspective on this. He didn't stay on the line. Just about to bring him on, but he was telling Iridian, and Iridian was relaying to me that he feels like it's a burden on doctors to have to, you know, write extra emails and really let patients know what's going on. And I do not disparage a doctor who's busy trying to save lives and make people happy and solve their problems. I'm kind of surprised that it's up to the doctors themselves to do it. I would assume that hospitals and there'd be administrators to do that. Neil, have you heard of anything of that this is an extra burden on doctors? I'm not trying to disparage what Mark is saying. I'm sure it's a real concern in the actual hospital, the day-to-day operations.
Yes, the AMA, the Association, Trade Association for Doctors, has wrote to the federal agencies and responsible for this act and talked about the extra burden that this would put on doctors, administrative costs, and other issues that they have to address while dealing with patient health care. And they've expressed some of those concerns in letters, as I just said, asking for the regulations to be constrained in such ways as to put less burden on doctors so that they can manage health care, these other billing issues, because sometimes they don't know exactly what health insurance providers or health insurance companies are going to provide coverage. So they got to guess sometimes. And this law is a piece of it's all in work as to what these regulations are going to be and how we're going to be able to balance patient protections, consumer protections, and patient care, and what the doctors need to do to make sure that they deliver the best patient care.
Right. Well, thank you, Mark, for calling in. I'm glad we at least got your point across, and I understand that, right? Like, first of all, I don't want to wait 15 more minutes for the doctor already. I'm already doing that sometimes through no fault of the doctors. But if they have to also then dig through all this stuff and they don't know what insurance you have, they got to look it up. That sounds like hell.
Yeah, no, I mean, it was a balance that Congress decided to make, and they thought that this was such an important issue for patients, especially people with health insurance, as you said, and go to the hospital expecting that their services, their doctors are in-network, and they get these huge, gigantic non-network charges. And there was such an outcry from people across this country that there's something had to be done. And there's going to be another side of that, and the side is going to put more burden on doctors. And let's hope that each party can work together so that we can have what is necessary to make sure that patient care is done right and the patients are not charged other than what they expect to be charged, and there's no surprises. And that's hopefully what the act will do, and we're hopeful that the federal government and the regulatory bodies will implement it in such a way.
Got a text from the 219. Is this law retroactive to 2021? My sister just got a bill for her knee replacement surgery in February 2021 for hospital charges of almost $1,000. She's on private insurance and Medicare.
No, the bill goes into effect in 2022, January 2022. So for charges in 2021, it would not apply then. If she's on Medicare, she should make sure that she talks to Medicare and that they cover the appropriate amount and that whatever supplements or private health insurance then covers the balance. And that is not going to be covered under the No Surprises Act.
All right. So let's say you've had some medical procedure or you've gone to the hospital or something here in the 50 some days of 2022. And as you move forward, what's your advice to people in 1 minute? Check every bill, follow up, and make sure that they're following what they should have been doing?
Yes, exactly. Make sure when you get a bill in the mail that you look at it, that you're being charged what you think is appropriate. If you see some ridiculous charge out there, that you call the hospital, or you call your doctor's office to make sure it's done right, and that you have to understand that if you think that there's something not complied with, that there's something wrong with your hospital, but you could always go to the Centers for Medicaid and Medicare. You can Google them, the No Surprises Act, Google the No Surprises Act, and there is a dispute resolution part out there for you to call to get some advice and get some help in case you think that you're not being billed properly. But your first step is to make sure that your health insurance covers what you think is right. Talk to your health insurance company, talk to your doctor's office, and make sure that they work together to get your bill proper and that you're being charged what you're supposed to be charged.
You're an attorney. If someone is billed extraordinarily and they feel like that's wrong and they're not making any headway, can they reach out to you?
Yes, you can call my office, 312-600-9585. Please feel free to call at us. We will look at these issues. The No Surprise Act is something that we'd like to address and make sure that patients and consumers are getting the relief that they're supposed to get under this act and that they're being charged for the services that they get at the hospital and that they're being charged at their health, for health insurance network costs if that's what they're supposed to be charged for.
One more time, the number, Neil?
312-600-9585. Or you could find us at GainsbergLaw.com.
That's GainsbergLaw.com. Neil, thanks for your time. We appreciate it.
Thank you, John. Have a great evening.